Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the second in command for the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Stephen Jones. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Well,
good,
pretty good.
Good.
We're just talking about the circus that the Cowboys are based on what some former players have had to say.
It is a little bit of a circus, isn't it? It sure is. And guess who the ringleader is? Daddy. It's always my daddy. I tell you what, you guess what I've been doing this morning? I'm planning a coupe detat.
You are?
I am. I'm going to do this while Daddy's so distracted by civil court. I'm going to take over the team so I can draft my son, John Paul Stephens III Jones. He plays good quarterback.
Well, does he? Yeah, it's pretty cool he made it to the college ranks, but I don't know if he's projected as an NFL star.
And I'm going to make this a real football organization. I'm going to hire Spalding to be the general manager.
Uh-oh.
He's real good. Do you know what he's got? Spalding's got a dartboard with all the college players' names on it. He's going to draft real good. Yeah, Daddy gets so distracted by so many things, he doesn't pay attention to football.
Yeah, there's a lot of headlines out there right now.
I know it. He's got number one on his distraction list, probably, and what you're thinking, it's that helicopter. He loves flying around in that helicopter.
No,
flying around to all the fast food places picking up food just to show off. He's also distracted by keeping Mama distracted herself by luxury yachts so he can do his restroom boob honkins. She's got a big luxury yacht. Have you seen it? It's called the Bravo Eugenie.
Yes, we've seen it.
It's real big.
Yeah.
Which is the exact way she describes Captain Rex.
Okay. Stay away from Captain Rex.
Also, Daddy's distracted by having overly large teeth. It looks like he's got butter stuck between all of them.
All right. No, I don't know about that. Come on.
More teeth stuff.
Your father you're talking about here.
Daddy's getting sued six ways to Sunday by a bunch of women.
Yeah, there's a couple of legal issues out there. And, how about that? Are you
one of them says that he's her daddy.
Yeah.
And the other one says that he tried to act like her Arkansas daddy in the Tom Landry room.
Yeah, that's not the formal charge, yep. I don't think.
On that first one, I think it's looking like Daddy's going to have to arc it into a beaker so that we can see if he legally is responsible for.
No. He's the artist. That's not how they do it, but bingo.
I think that test is going to prove that he went full eye roll seizure behind a gate agent in the mid-90s while Sal Ripple one-handed the shaky 8mm.
Oh, right.
I sure am open that Veruca's my sister.
You are?
Well, yeah.
I think that makes it way hotter.
Okay.
I'm gonna make sure that I argue that she gets the bedroom that has the Jack and Jill with mine.
Okay.
Don't you have your own home?
That way we can go Jack and Jill on opposite sides of the door.
No.
I'm from Arkansas. You can't change me.
Well, we don't want to.
We don't want to change you.
Hoping she keeps her hamper unlocked.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
I bet she throws some things in there that sniff up real
nice.
Good morning, Dave.
Okay. Morning. Jeez. We did end on that, didn't we?